We're going to look at the next category and the four major cities that are considered the most sinful in San Bernardino County. That is Rancho Cucamonga, Fontana, Ontario, and San Bernardino. And the category we're going to look at now is the one that they use called jealousy. We're also going to look at the indicators that we have from the crime rates, that is theft, vehicle theft, burglary, vandalism, and ID theft, and look at who ranks the highest in each category. So, what causes a person to steal, to plan a heist from a business, to take the identity of someone and use it to buy things, to damage someone's property without even caring? Well, James 3:16 says this, where jealousy and selfish ambition exist, there will be disorder and every vile practice. That gives us a clue. And then the author in Hebrews 13:15 gives us an antidote. Keep your life free from the love of money and be content with what you have, for God has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. So let's pray that those that are bound by jealousy, selfish ambition, and the love of money will discover being content with what they have when they come to know the Provider, our Lord and Shepherd. So Father, we lift up these four cities, San Bernardino, Ontario, Rancho Cucamonga, and Fontana. We know that by rank that San Bernardino is at the worst for jealousy out of the four, but it only ranks 108 out of 180, so it's not even in the top 100, which is encouraging. Ontario rates at 140. Rancho Cucamonga, which we're going to say RC from now on, is 144, and Fontana 163, so much lower on the poll. But we still lift it up, and we pray, God, they will first remember the Ten Commandments, that it is, thou shalt not steal, or you shall not steal. We lift up, God, the theft rate. RC has 17%. It's the highest of all the four cities. Fontana at 14, Ontario at 13, and San Bernardino at 8. So that's a 9% difference between Rancho and San Bernardino. So God, we pray that those who are under the enemy's control will be delivered. The vehicle theft rank, Ontario and Fontana at 7%, San Bernardino at 5%, and Rancho at 3%. So God, we pray that people will be content with what they have and not even look at other people's vehicles, that they would save up their money and learn to be wise and be able to purchase a vehicle. The burglary rank is San Bernardino at 8%, Fontana at 6%, Ontario at 5%, and Rancho at 3%. So not huge, but we also ask God that there would be a sentencing, that when people steal something, that part of their sentence and consequence would be to pay it back. We pray, God, that there would be more ministry for those who steal, teaching them for preventive measures on how to save. They might have basic needs that they think the only way to meet them is to take from others. But God, we pray that they would see that that doesn't benefit them. We know that there are a lot of gangs behind this as well, these numbers, and that they encourage each other to do things even for initiation. But we still pray, God, that this will be stopped. We pray that police officers and law enforcement will be able to find those who steal these things and be able to bring back the items and haven't been harmed. Vandalism is, Fontana's the highest at 14%, then there's San Bernardino at 12%, Ontario at 8%, and Rancho at 3%. So Rancho is low on a lot of these except for theft overall. So God, we ask that people would care about things and that they wouldn't vandalize people's properties or do tagging or putting graffiti anywhere. We thank you, Father, they would be found out. And we thank you for the ministry and service of most of the cities that paint over any type of graffiti or kind of stuff, especially on public property. We thank you for them that willingly go out there, and some who volunteer. But we also pray that those that have done it that would be sentenced to have to go paint it themselves. We ask God for the ID theft. This is a tougher one. All four of them were within 0.8%, give or take a little bit, 0.79, 0.78. So identity theft is reasonably high. It's less than 1%, but that's still enough people that have been, their stuff has been taken. So God, we ask that there would be education on for people to increase in cybersecurity teams who can find and sentence cyber criminals. We ask that the laws would be stronger at not only catching them, but providing the type of sentence that would keep them from doing it again. We ask God for the thieves to have to labor and do honest work with their own hands and then learn to share. We also pray, God, for the salvation of those who steal, for their transformation and reformation to the city. The thief's purpose, Satan's purpose, is to steal, kill, and destroy. But your purpose, Jesus, is to give them to give believers a rich and satisfying life. So we know that stealing is under the thief, the thief of thieves, and that is the enemy himself. Jealousy makes a man furious, and he will not spare when he takes revenge. So we pray, God, you would deliver these people from jealousy. We thank you that a tranquil heart gives flesh life to the flesh, but envy makes the bones rot. Treasures gained by wickedness don't profit, but righteousness delivers from death. And we thank you that your word says, let the thief no longer steal, but rather let him labor, doing honest work with his own hands so that he may have something to share with anyone in need. So we pray for all these numbers to go down in these four cities. We pray next year they will not be in the list of sinful cities of the 180. They'll be taken off because, God, you have done such an amazing work in the lives of the people that they will no longer want to steal. In Jesus' name.